Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
For the second time this week, it's time for some bloody space talk.
Space talk.
This time yesterday, Blue Origin. This is the company owned by Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, the real-life Dr. Evil. The guy has squillions of dollars, and he's been spending it on trying to launch people into space. Not your NASA astronauts, not your former Air Force pilots, the best of the best, the elite. I'm just regular peeps like you and I, Hutsy. Or
random.
I should say regular, extremely rich and famous peeps.
Yeah, that's right.
Unlike you and I.
Yeah.
We've been talking about Chris Boshausen, the Aussie, the third Aussie ever to travel into space. He was on board the Blue Origin rocket yesterday as it launched over there in the States. And alongside him was 90-year-old actor William Shatner. You know him as Captain Kirk from Star Trek.
Absolutely amazing. Do you reckon everyone had to remind him, like when you take your grandparents out, it's like, have you taken your pills? Have you been to the toilet? Like,
maybe. You know, at 90, I don't know if I'd be brave enough to jump on board a rocket and hurl up into space, but that's what Shatner did yesterday, and it was a pretty smooth liftoff.
2, 1.
She is on her space with the second human spaceflight crew.
You know, very calm there back at Mission Control. I really think they missed an opportunity to mess with Shatner. They could have had someone in the control room with this.
I've given her all she's got, Captain. If I push it any harder, the whole thing will blow.
Just to get his reaction. That would have been gold. So it went up into space, came back down safely, the whole thing done and dusted in 11 minutes. Which is like, you know, tantric for someone of Shatner's age.
Yeah.
11 minutes. Jeez. I think he had a little snooze on the way up in the flight. They came back down safely. And when he got out of the capsule upon landing, Jeff Bezos was there to greet him.
Ooh, to give him the bill. That's what it was.
And they were all wearing their blue space suits, and Jeff Bezos was wearing one as well. You're like, you weren't on the rocket. What?
Why?
Have you taken that off since you went up like last month? Have you had a shower, Jeff? What are you doing? So he was there to greet the people that were lucky enough to be on board that Blue Origin rocket, including William Shatner. And they asked Captain Kirk about his experience, and this is what he focused on.
You're looking into blackness, into black ugliness. Okay. And you look down, and there's the blue down there, and the black up there, and it's there is Mother and Earth and comfort, and is there death? I don't know. Is that death? Is that the way death is? Whoop, and it's gone.
You don't want that as a slogan for Blue Origin.
Yeah.
Come gaze into the face of death. That's what people don't want to focus on.
Do you reckon it was this whole time? Obviously, you played like a ship captain for many years on a TV show. Was he like, oh, we got it really wrong. It was nothing like it was on the show.
There were no Klingons anywhere.
Yeah.
Like I said, it was 11 minutes, but William Shatner, in typical old man fashion, just like Grandpa Simpson, went on this long tirade that went longer than the actual rocket flight. You could see Jeff Bezos, the panic in his eyes. He's like, oh my God, I'm stuck talking to a 90-year-old right now.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point they're like, well, Bill, talk about something else. Stop focusing on the blackness and the death. What about the weightlessness? What was that like?
Yeah, you know, weightless, my stomach went up, and I thought, God, this is so weird. But not as weird as the covering of blue.
Back to focusing on the colors. Black and blue, that's all I can see these days.
Oh,
but, you know, it was a very moving experience for William Shatner, and he let Jeff Bezos know that.
What you have given me is the most profound experience I can imagine. I'm so filled with emotion about what just happened. It's extraordinary.
It is extraordinary. And then William Shatner berated Jeff for 10 more minutes about why his Amazon parcels haven't been showing up and they've been delayed.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
When it comes to our Dine Discover vouchers, how are you going? Are you still hoarding onto yours from the first rollout?
I had one. I think I've got one Dine and one Discover left. I had been planning to use the Discover to go for a barefoot bowls sesh over at Club Sapphire in Marimbula, and that was before the lockdown came in. and rolled over everybody. So yeah. The plan is to use it for that.
Yeah, I was so excited watching the news last night when the announcement come through that we're getting some more Diane Discover vouchers.
Yeah, they made the announcement yesterday, which will be very handy. We just discovered as well that Service New South Wales, the app,
yeah.
Now you can add your vaccine passport to it, mm-hmm. So that'll make it even easier to get into those places across the far south coast where you want to use those vouchers.
Yeah, absolutely fantastic. So, yeah, this was the report last night. I was so excited when I heard this.
From December 1st, every adult will be able to access two additional vouchers, one Dine, one Discover, worth $25 each. They'll be valid until the 30th of June next year. If you haven't applied before, come December, you'll have the two new ones and the four previous ones, six all up.
Yes, six all up.
Wow.
I tell you what, I was so excited when I saw this. I kind of felt like Charlie Bucket in Willy Wonka, you know.
Because I've got a golden ticket. I've got a golden ticket.
Yeah, Grandpa. Anything that gets Grandpa out of bed. Golden ticket, more Dine and Discover vouchers.
Exactly right. That's how I feel at the moment. But yeah, these things are fantastic. It's great for local businesses to sort of inject a bit of cash in there as well. As it turns out, around $500 million has been injected into, you know, pubs, clubs, everywhere in New South Wales as a result of this Dine Discover vouchers.
The best part is, because everyone has access to these vouchers, I don't feel stingy when I use them.
That's right.
If you got like a coupon or something for someone, mm-hmm. like 10% off your meal at a restaurant, and you go out to pay the bill and you go, I have this,
yeah.
And you slide it across the counter and they sort of go, oh, yeah, most of them don't care, but every now and then you go, yeah.
There's no sigh from the person when you mention it. Like, most places you go to now are great about it. Like, you walk in, they say, oh, you can use that. They'll mention, they'll spruik the Dine Discover. They accept
one, yeah.
That sort of stuff, which is great. I'll never forget one time I went to a half-fancy restaurant and we had the entertainment book, it's called, where it's like you pay like $50 for it. It's got all these vouchers for like 2 for $1 or 20.
I know it well. That's my dad's Bible.
Exactly. Yeah. One of those. Went to a fancy restaurant up the escarpment in the Illawarra, and then we planned the whole time to use this voucher.
Mm.
And the guy just liked us so much, he gave us like two $10 vouchers, and then we're paying the bill, we're using the other voucher.
Right.
I almost felt bad. I was like,
it's like, you know, you did the double skip reverse on him sort of thing.
Exactly right. So it's going to be great when these vouchers, you know, come through once again. And as it turns out, they have been quite well received in New South Wales, as we know.
Since the vouchers first started in March, 4.8 million people have used them, giving businesses a $430 million boost. The majority has been spent on dinner and the movies, as well as amusement parks and arcades and museums and galleries.
Yeah. I'm holding on to one of my Discover vouchers for the movies. I want to go see Dune at the Picture Show Man when it gets there.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be so good.
And as it turns out, most people don't just spend $25. Like, you get the $25 voucher. As it turns out, most people are spending sort of an extra $15 and sort of bumping it up to around $40.
Yeah, I've heard in different regions some people are spending more, and then there's other regions. I guess you can like figure out the stinginess based on postcode, because I've heard there's some places here on the far south coast where people have only spent like just over $25 when they've gone to use their voucher. You're like, ugh. Okay.
I'll put my hand up and say I'm just about one of those sort
of really?
People. Yeah.
That's the whole idea. You've got to spend more money at the local business.
I'm a little bit stingy. Our voices are quite recognisable. So every time I ring up like a restaurant to book, you know, for a spot, it's no surprise. Every time I get there, you know, the wine glasses are taken away, the dessert menu's been taken away, and it's just tap water all around for everyone.
Wake up with PowerFM's Brad and Hutsy.
Yesterday, over in England, or sort of between England and France,
yeah,
44-year-old Chloe McArdle, an Aussie marathon swimmer, became the first person in the world to swim the English Channel 44 times.
Absolutely amazing, surreal, but also it feels like my time.
Yeah, an amazing effort. It's a 34K swim between England and France, going across the channel.
A to B, so one way.
Yeah, that's one swim.
Yep.
So she was doing that back and forth 44 times in 12-degree waters. I mean, she did have the pig fat smeared all over her, which is what I do here in Bega in winter. It saves on your heating bills. I highly recommend it. And you smell like bacon, which is delightful. I do get chased by neighbourhood dogs, but it's worth it.
Wouldn't it attract more sharks, though, doing something like that? Wouldn't they be like,
I think they're vegan, most sharks. No, I don't know. So very cold waters, but she managed to brave the waters for the marathon, 10-hour and 1-minute swim. Oh. Just back and forth, back and forth. She's 36 years old, came out of the water looking like an 86-year-old. She was that pruney from spending that much time in the water. An outstanding effort. How many swims, how many crossings of the English Channel you think you could pull up, Hunty?
Zero. Do you reckon they had to stamp a passport every single time? Like,
well, they reckon that's what slowed her down, having to check in and out of England and France with a QR code going back and forth. It did slow things down for her. Absolutely outstanding effort. She's broken the world record. Is she planning to try it again?
I don't think that swimming one more English Channel crossing is going to make me feel any more happier, any more content, or any more accomplished. So really happy with the 44.
Yeah, it should be. Great effort. First thing she did, actually, when she got out of the water, they handed her a bottle of champagne. She popped the cork and sprayed it everywhere. I'm like, man, it would have been even more impressive if you hooked into that bottle of champagne before you started swimming.
Oh, yeah, that would have been interesting, seeing like the map of where the swim's going.
Yeah. How many laps have you done, Chloe? And she's like, how many laps have I done? You haven't even done one yet. You've swum around the UK. Yeah. You haven't gone across to France yet. So great effort by her. But I'm like, 10 hours and 1 minute in the water.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
Ridiculous.
I have a very limited attention span. How did Chloe go, though, maintaining her mental fortitude over the course of 10 hours?
There was not one point where I was bored or I wanted it to end.
So she's pretty much feels the opposite to how I do watching an episode of Downton Abbey.
Oh, yeah.
By the sounds of other things.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy. Weekdays from 6.